the most important thing to remember is that Gideon Hawke is an ordinary young man living in extraordinary times. When we met him in the first book, he was 15, going on 16, living in Lexington, Massachusetts, and he was struggling with a lot of the issues that young men that age struggle with. He was an orphan. He's being raised by his uncle, who's his guardian, and his uncle has some pretty specific ideas about what Gideon should do with his life, and Gideon's not certain that he's on board with that plan. So he's trying to figure out, you know, who he is, what he wants to do, and he's starting to struggle with, you know, who he loves. All that changes on April 19, 1775, when the British march through Lexington on their way to Concord. Gideon is caught up in the fighting on Lexington Common, and he decides to take up his late father's rifle and join the fight against the crown. And he becomes one of the small corps of soldiers who stay with the colors through thick and thin.
So by this third book in the trilogy, A Nest of Hornets, he's really in the thick of it. Tell us a little bit about the plot of this story.
Well, it's set in the winter of 1777. It is right after the American victories at Trenton and Princeton. So from a historical perspective, the British have sort of withdrawn from New Jersey into a small couple of small enclaves and in New Jersey and New York. And they have this huge supply line across the Atlantic that is incapable of feeding all the mouths they have to feed, both, you know, men, women, children, and horses. So they have to go out into the New Jersey countryside to forage for supplies. And the New Jersey militia and the Continental Army are feeling pretty good about themselves, and they are not going to let the British go unchallenged. So throughout that winter, there's almost constant fighting as the British go out to get supplies, and they're constantly under attack by the militia and the Continental Army. One British officer at the time described a foray into the New Jersey countryside as walking into a nest of hornets, hence the title.
What was it about this period or that particular skirmish that interested you?
Interestingly, when I mapped out the Gideon Hawke series, this book was not in it. It sort of materialized as I was researching the second book. I kept reading past Princeton onto a chapter called The Forage War. And I read about all these this fighting that was going on that I'd never heard of. And I looked at a map of where these skirmishes happened, and they were all within about a 20 to 30 minute drive of where I grew up in New Jersey. And I knew nothing about them. And so I was just drawn to that. So I wanted to share that story. And I also wanted to share this notion of the American Revolution also being a civil war, because there were divided loyalties. And some of the most bitter fighting was between Americans, between loyalists or Tories and patriots or Whigs.
Bob, you are yourself a retired Army officer and a veteran of Iraq, Afghanistan, and the Balkans. What did your own military experience bring to the writing of this story?
I think that we're all products of our experiences. And for pretty much my entire adult life, minus the last couple of years, I was a soldier. And so I've been around a lot of soldiers. And I had the opportunity to work with some really amazing people, both in and out of uniform, from a number of different countries. You know, I spent pretty considerable time with British soldiers and with German soldiers. So, you know, in my series, the folks that Gideon's fighting against, so I can I think I can understand them a little bit better. I've fought in wars that were far from home, that weren't necessarily that popular, against folks who didn't play by the rules. So I can sort of see it from the British point of view. But I think that, you know, the thing that I care about the most with this is that I don't want to glorify war, because I've seen it. I've seen the after effects. You know, that's not what this is about. There's a cost. So, you know, when a young, man or woman picks up this book and reads about it, they think a little bit about the cost of war. I do think that there are some things that are worth fighting for. And I think that I like to think that if I was around at that time, I would have been in the ranks with Gideon. But that's very important to me. I also try to bring out the toll that the war takes on the individual. I know a lot of folks, myself included, who suffer from post-traumatic stress, and Gideon suffers from post-traumatic stress. You know, there's some debate in the literature about whether or not that was a thing back then. They were human. It took a toll, and I think that it just manifested itself in ways that were different then. It wasn't recognized as such. But, you know, as if you read the entire, all the stories, you'll see that over time, Gideon gets, it takes a toll. He doesn't sleep as well. He's more irritable. There's a number of manifestations, and it starts to take a toll on his compatriots and on Ruth as well.
Bob Krenzel is the author of A Nest of Hornets. Bob, can I get you to read a passage from your book?
You certainly can. This is after Gideon's first experience with Lieutenant Colonel Dan Scott, who's an officer in the New Jersey militia, and at a skirmish near Millstone, New Jersey, at a place called Van Nest Mills, Gideon witnesses Lieutenant Colonel Scott basically execute a prisoner who was a New Jersey loyalist. Gideon is fairly shocked by this, and this is his, he's now gone back to camp, and he's meeting with Ruth Monroe, and he's sharing with her what happened. "It's been a rough few days. Care for a stroll?" Gideon asked. "Certainly. Would you like to talk about it?" The two walked slowly, side by side. "Where to start?" "I'm sure you heard about the scrap at the Millstone." "Yes, I assumed you were in the middle of that." "We were definitely in the middle of it. Everything went right. We snuck around the flank and caught them by surprise. My lads hardly fired. The militia did most of the dirty work. In fact, it got very, very dirty."
"How so?"
"Johnston and Jones took a prisoner, a New Jersey loyalist. Just a private, a few years older than me. The militia boys grabbed him from us and, well, they killed him, right there in front of me. It happened so fast, I couldn't stop it."
"That's horrible. Did you report it?" Ruth asked, clearly concerned.
"Report what?" "The man who shot him was a lieutenant colonel, a field officer. And it was only his men around. Who are they going to believe?"
"Not you, I suppose."
"Right," Gideon sighed. "Ruth, I've been fighting for a long time, and I've been pretty angry at the British, but I've never seen hatred like I saw by that mill. It was just awful." Gideon felt himself being overcome by emotion. He struggled to maintain control. Ruth placed her arm through Gideon's and rested her head on his shoulder. "That boy was so scared. He must have known what would happen if the militia got hold of him, but I had no idea. If I'd known..."
"You couldn't have stopped it," Ruth soothed.
"Maybe, maybe not. I just hope I never see that lieutenant colonel again."